This summer in Rio, Rich St. Simeon ran the 100 meters at the Olympic Games. It was the same race, though not the same heat, that reconfirmed Jamaican Usain Bolt as the fastest man in the world. Rich St. Simeon isn't even the fastest man on his community college track team. His resume consists of 3 track meets.
People I know, they're like, oh yeah, I'm faster than this guy, but it's all cool. Like, you know, I'm just happy to get to do what I got to do.
Simeon was in Rio thanks to the Olympic Universality Rule. It's a sort of loophole that allows each participating country, in Simeon's case, the Marshall Islands, to send 2 track athletes and 2 swimmers to every summer games. They don't have to meet the qualifying times. So there's space in the Olympics for athletes from every country, but there's no space on the Marshall Islands to build a regulation track and field facility. Though Terry Sasser, Secretary General for the Marshall Islands Olympic Committee, says one is in the works anyway.
We don't have enough land, so we're going to have to do a reclamation to fill in some of the lagoon for half of the track and field.
The Marshall Islands, small and getting smaller as a result of climate change, only has a grass track now. And for the 2016 Games, Sasser and his colleagues had to look for an athlete who'd trained at something somewhere else.
We were putting the word out there, as we always are, just to kind of find athletes abroad. We have free travel back and forth from the U.S. And, you know, so a lot of the kids, you know, head to high school there or university. And so, you know, we've been tracking Rickson while he was a football player in Sacramento.
Simeon's parents are from the Marshall Islands. He grew up moving back and forth between there and the U.S., but Simeon wasn't discovered during one of those visits. That happened when he made a YouTube video of his best football moves.
I just posted on Facebook to share with family and friends.
I said, man, that guy's got some breakaway speed, you know, and a couple of our athletes were hurt and injured. We're like, wow, we might actually need this guy. So we went for it.
So the Marshall Islands contacted Simeon to ask if he'd like to spend the next 6 months training to run the 100 meters in Rio. Simeon wasn't sure how to respond. He was a year and a half past his final high school season.
I was like a little, like I was out of shape. And they were like, yeah, you know, your time, your football times was good and all that. And I was like, oh, yeah, about that.
No matter. The Marshall Islands Olympic Committee found a mentor for their aspiring sprinter. Rob Dewar is the head track coach at Sacramento Community College, just down the road from Simeon's home.
I didn't know how fast he was going to be. I really didn't. I wasn't expecting anything. I warned my athletes. I said, I have this young man coming out. He's new. And they're training for Olympic Games, so the kids are like, whoa, he's fast. I'm like, well, we'll see.
What Dewar and his team saw was an inexperienced runner with everything to learn. What Simeon saw was how far he had to go to catch up with the better runners on a community college team.
It was a humbling experience, but Richardson's a very humble person. And I just kept on telling him, I said, this is just day one, and just keep on coming back. You'll become faster. And you'll get better, but it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. We got through the first day. I thought to myself, if Rich can get through the first day, he can get through anything. And he did.
If that first day was hard, the first actual race in which Simeon competed was a lot harder.
That first race, he just got demolished. I don't mean to be so mean or anything, but he did. He forgot everything that we worked on through this whole time. Form and how to come out of blocks. And there's basically like 55 different things you have to go through for 100 meters. I kept it to like 4 things for him, but he forgot about them. Took him to the side, and he's like, whoa, that was just an experience I don't want to go through again.
And, like, I was kind of down for a while, and then, you know, I was thinking in my head, you know, I'm going against the guys in the top level in the world, like, to go race with them, it was going to be, like, a disaster.
Simeon didn't show up for practice the next day or the day after that, but eventually he came back, and when he did, he had a very simple goal.
You know, I try to work on my form, you know, just to look good. You know, at least, like, if I'm going to lose, you know, at least look good losing.
Terry Sasser and his committee on the Marshall Islands were supportive. Evidence of hard work and improvement were good enough for them. And so after about 6 months of training and a trip to the Micronesian Games, his second track meet ever, Simeon was off to Rio.
Once he got onto the plane, he texted me. He's like, I'm getting nervous. I'm like, that's good. There's nothing else I could do for him.
Marshall Islands. In the Northern
Marshall
Pacific
Islands.
Ocean, competing in just their third Olympic Games.
Simeon wore a traditional Marshallese skirt in the opening ceremonies, but when I asked him what he'd remember most, it wasn't the pomp and pageantry.
You know, when Usain Bolt was at the track, just Team Jamaica, period, like, I was, like, a little bit nervous, you know, like, oh, these guys. I was in lane three, and Usain Bolt and them, they were in lane five or six. I was setting up the blocks, and I didn't get to set it up all the way. And, you know, it was, like, one, two, three, get off. And then, like, as soon as I went, the footing for the back foot, it goes flying off, and they're like, whoa. And, you know, I turn around, and I start laughing, and, you know, they're just looking at me like, man, you know, it was a good little funny moment we had.
It's a funny moment, but I wondered if you worried about whether they were thinking, what is this guy doing here? You can't even set the block.
I don't know. I talked to him a couple of times. They're cool. I forgot the name of the girl. Like, she has green hair. We're just sitting there talking and seeing her on the big screen when we were at the track stadium. I was looking. I was like, wait. I talked to her like a couple of days ago, and, you know, it was kind of cool.
Also cool was the opportunity to join athletes from other island nations in a campaign against climate change.
Like, the climate change thing, it just came. Like, you know, everybody's talking about it. In some parts of the island, you see the effects of that. Some parts are, like, flooded, and, you know, it's like seawalls are being broken. Just to say something about it, like, you know, like, it felt good.
And then it was time to run.
And I'm just like, whoa. I'm about to run in the Olympics. And, you know, when I ran, it was just ready, set, go. And I just ran. And afterwards, it was like, wait, that was it? Just 10 seconds.
More like 11.81 seconds. It was a personal best for Simeon, but last place in his heat, tied for last in the entire event, and a full 2 seconds behind Usain Bolt's gold medal time. Coach Dewar did not make the trip to Rio, but he did see pictures of the race hours after it was over.
Because I was not up at 5:30 in the morning. Just being honest. Sorry about that, Richson. I saw his foot was turned the wrong way, and I was like, uh-oh. And that's his experience, because he's a rookie. And that's his nickname, I believe. And he's going to get better and better, but he goes by rookie.
The rookie will get better. He's planning to continue training with Coach Dewar for the next 2 years. And if things go well, the Marshall Islands would like him to continue beyond that and set his sights on the Tokyo Games.
I know what to do to get faster now. If I do get another chance to go back to, like, the Olympics in 2020, I'm going to have, like, more experience and, like, a better time.
And I'm thinking the Jamaican runner with the green hair might be there, too. I don't know if that was exactly a preview for the next Summer Games, but maybe we have given you an early rooting interest in that spectacle.